Ukraine's domestic security service has said it has proof that Russia blew up the Kakhovka Dam after intercepting a phone call. The apparent explosion caused widespread flooding this week. Thousands of people have been evacuated from areas in southern Ukraine, and at least five people are known to have died. Moscow and Kyiv have blamed each other for the attack. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian counteroffensive has begun with reports of attacks in the Kyiv Zaporizhzhia region. For more, we can talk now to Dr. Patrick Bury, Senior Lecturer in security at the University of Bath and a former NATO analyst. Thanks indeed for taking our call this afternoon, Patrick. Just first of all, in relation to where responsibility for the dam breach lies, the circumstantial evidence, certainly it seems, is mounting to point the finger at Russia.
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, it is. And I can understand, you know, the media's need to remain unbiased and play the evidence in front of them, but I think really it's a slam dunk on this one, as much as we can gather at the moment. Anyway, essentially, it doesn't make any sense for Ukraine to do this. So we had initial reports about locals in the area hearing an explosion. Obviously, the way the dam has collapsed indicates an explosion internally. There's no outside girders destroyed or mangled, as it were. And then more recently, we've had the Norwegian and the Romanian seismologists publish their seismographs, basically saying that they can detect an explosion type incident. And then this intercept by the domestic intelligence, the SBU, saying they've got it. So it and also this was mined before by the Russians. And even, let's just say, for example, even just say all these are wrong, the simple fact remains is Russia controlled the sluice gates on the dam further up. It had massively filled during spring. They hadn't taken the measures to allow the water out through the sluice gates. We know the dam was damaged as well as potentially mined, and they did nothing about it. So it's either negligence or it's willful sabotage.
Right. And if the objective, if the Russian objective was by flooding this vast area below the dam, if the objective of that was to hamper the counteroffensive by the Ukrainians, is that likely, and is there evidence at this stage that that is proving actually to be effective?
Destroying dams, as much people say, is a war crime. You know, it's a common defence. We've seen it in the Second World War frequently, especially when you're under pressure and you need to defend and deny a certain area. I think in this case, it remains to be seen. What's interesting is the Russians flooded a lot of their own lines as well. So it remains to be seen how long these waters actually stay where they are and what the damage is long term. Yes, of course, in the short term, and I'm talking like, you know, 3 to 5 days, it's going to be completely impossible for them to attack. And that's basically the sort of the southern western flank, which potentially there could it was would have seen still been very hard for the Ukrainians to attack across that Dnipro River anyway, but it's basically closed off that option in the short term. So yeah, that's the thinking behind it, of course.
Meanwhile, we have these now increasing reports of attacks by Ukrainian forces in the Zaporizhzhia region, which I think is north of the dam. So it's an area not affected by flooding. What do you think is happening there?
I think we've moved in the last, especially in the last 24 hours, it's getting very interesting. We've moved from the shaping phase where we saw the raids and the attacks on logistics hubs and railways, etc., by the Ukrainians. Now we've moved into the reconnaissance and force, and I think indeed we're building up to really the main attack. I don't think the Ukrainians have committed. They have 12 brigades which they've trained up for this offensive. I don't think they've committed them all, but they've certainly committed some of them. And the fighting, yeah, it's on in about three areas, two on the Zaporizhzhia front, and it's heavy, and the Ukrainians have taken, we think, significant casualties, but they are progressing, albeit slowly, and also in Bakhmut, around the flanks of Bakhmut as well. So I think, you know, really the sort of way for your listeners to think about this, there's going to be some bad news. We've already seen Western tanks burning. We're going to see more Western tanks burning. This is high intensity conventional warfare, and the success will be judged in, you know, a number of days, even weeks, rather than just, you know, a day or anything like that. The defensive lines are quite big that they have to break.
All right. Well, for the moment, Dr. Patrick Bury from the University of Bath, thank you very much.